Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Every year, Senator John Barrasso makes a habit of traveling overseas to spend his Thanksgivings with members of the U.S. military. This year, however, he brought a guest, President Donald Trump. In a surprise visit to Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan, Barrasso joined the president in carving up turkey and getting some face time in with members of the nation's armed forces, including approximately 30 troops from the Wyoming National Guard. The event, which marked Barrasso's first ever trip on Air Force One, was more than just a photo op for the nation's chief executive. On the itinerary was a face-to-face meeting with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, marking a reinitiation of peace talks in the longest war in American history and a potential drawdown of troops in a region occupied by the United States since 2001. Barrasso was the only lawmaker on the trip, which included Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations Dan Walsh, White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, Deputy White House Press Secretary Judd Deere, and Social Media Director Dan Scavino, according to pool reports. According to published reports, a Metitsi woman is facing charges for exploiting a vulnerable adult and intentionally abusing that person. The person, Kenneth E. Bray, alleges that Tristan Brewer, 23, neglected her duties as his caretaker and drew unauthorized money from Bray's bank account while at the same time going weeks without buying food for the 69-year-old man. She is facing up to 20 years in prison and $20,000 in fines. During a Friday arraignment, Brewer pled not guilty to the charges. When authorities visited Bray in July, they found the man dehydrated, malnourished, lacking proper hygiene, and having lost a significant amount of weight since the Wyoming Department of Family Services and Park County Sheriff's Office had last seen him. Brewer was arrested October 13th and has been in custody ever since. Her bond was set at $10,000 cash surety Monday morning. She is now out of custody after making bond.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
A Colorado man has pleaded not guilty to assault and battery after allegedly firing a gun at another man inside a Rollins motel. Craig, Colorado resident Ernesto Garcia Luno, also known as Giovanni Marquez, faces charges including one count of felony aggravated assault and battery by threatening to use a drawn deadly weapon on another, which comes with a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and or a fine of up to $10,000. His trial will be set within the next 6 months. According to the arrest affidavit, on October 20th, Officer Matthew Harnish was dispatched to the Quality Inn in response to a man who shot at the reporting party with a gun inside the hotel. After arriving, Miguel Ramirez, the reporting party, told the officer that he was confronted by a Hispanic male in the hotel's hallway. He said the male had a gun with a laser on it in his face. He turned around and ran out of the back of the hotel when he heard the man fire a shot toward him. Garcia Luna was then taken into custody. A Jackson man, Mark Byerly, says he's innocent of all crimes, including those he was convicted of in 2017, and he was denied a new trial by the court. So, he's suing his trial lawyer. In the lawsuit, Byerly accuses defense attorney Elizabeth Trifonis of malpractice for failing to obtain evidence, failing to call favorable witnesses, disparaging Byerly in opening statements, failing to object to inadmissible testimony, failing to limit witness testimony, and failing to pursue motions for acquittal.
In 2017, a jury found Byerly guilty of aggravated assault, domestic battery, strangulation, intimidating a witness, and two counts of violating a protection order. The Teton County jury heard several days of witness testimony and was shown photos and text messages as evidence. Byerly spent a year in the Teton County jail and is awaiting a ruling from the Wyoming Supreme Court after appealing his conviction. Quote, plaintiff has suffered economic damages, including but not limited to the payment of restitution, court costs, court fees, expert witness fees, transcript fees, attorney fees, and loss of income in an amount to be proven at trial, Byerly's complaint states. He is seeking more than $100,000, according to documents. Trifonis has asked the court to dismiss the complaint against her and her law firm. In a follow-up motion filed November 1st, Trifonis asked the court to partially dismiss Byerly's complaint with prejudice on the basis that he failed to file the lawsuit within 2 years as required by the statute of limitations. On November 13th, the case was assigned to Judge Catherine Wilking of the 7th Judicial District. This look at Wyoming news was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.